just when you thought there would be nothing but bad news coming from the federal government.
It gives me great pleasure, and on behalf of the team, we're very excited to announce that the Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron, the Blue Angels, have been funded for a full air show season in 2014.
That's Commander Tom Frosch, commanding officer for the Blue Angels, speaking outside the Blue Angels hangar at NAS Pensacola, announcing the return of the Blue Angels for the entire 2014 season of training and air shows.
What does that mean for us in the near term? We're going to continue our proficiency flying locally until next month, and then we'll begin our 2014 winter training syllabus. We'll do that until January, and then in January we'll go ahead and depart for El Centro and continue our winter training out in El Centro, and then we are get ourselves trained and ready for our first air show scheduled in El Centro in March.
That first show will be March 15th. Looking ahead to next summer, the Blue Angels are set to go for the air show at Pensacola Beach on July 12th. Commander Frosch says the squad is excited about getting a chance to perform again.
Well, with social media, I think the rumors already started over the weekend, but we had Monday morning headquarters in the hangar and officially told everybody that we're funded for a full season, so we need to start getting ourselves geared towards preparing for that. So everybody was very excited. There was a general sense of just excitement throughout the whole command.
Commander Frosch and the other Blue Angels are not the only ones excited about seeing the squad in the air again. Buck Lee is the executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority on Pensacola Beach. He says the Blue Angels were sorely missed on the beach this past summer.
You know, we tried to put on the Civilian Air Act, and we had some great acts. We had about seven or eight acts, and people came out and they enjoyed them, but it wasn't like the Blue Angels.
Lee says that beyond the economic impact of having the Blue Angels perform, it's a great recruiting tool for the Navy.
And I've spoken to a lot of Blue Angel pilots dealing with the air shows, and a lot of them, when they were children, went to a Blue Angels air show, saw it, and told their moms and dads, hey, that's what I want to do one day.
Despite the fact that the Blue Angels have been grounded, the squad has managed to stay together. All of the pilots will be coming back, something that Commander Tom Frosch says is vital for keeping what he calls the corporate knowledge in the team. He said that while the year was difficult and frustrating, it gave the Blue Angels a much better chance to connect with the local area.
The great opportunity was we were able to focus our efforts towards the community and really strengthen the bonds we already had with Pensacola in the form of community outreach. And that's been, I think, something very unique, and not many of the no team in the past has had an opportunity just to stay home and focus on outreach locally. So we found a way to make the best of it, and it was a very great year still, and we had a lot of good effect on many kids and adults in the area.
But as much as they enjoyed the outreach with the community, Commander Frosch says there is nothing the Blue Angels are looking forward to more than performing for the crowds.
You know, those air shows are just an important and key way that we connect with Americans and show the Americans about their own military.
And people can start making plans to see that show next summer on Pensacola Beach. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.